I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Deadly tornadoes hit Arkansas and Oklahoma over the weekend, claiming 18 lives, but it's not over yet. That same storm system is stretching across five other states due to unleash its fury late tonight. Rural News' Bill Adams says they already have assessment teams on the ground, though that isn't their top priority.
We look to be his hands and feet, whatever that means. And often it means long-term. You know, when the news forgets about disasters and when everybody else has gone on to the next disaster, we're still working in those communities. And to me, that's when the love of Jesus really comes through.
It gets done when people like you pray, give, or go. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, gunfights reportedly broke out over the past couple of days in a previously quiet area of South Sudan, in the city of Wau. Authorities believe the gunfire was the result of a defection within the army. Or whatever the case, Christians are anxious. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they have work in Wau.
The rebels attacked a military base on the outskirts of the town. The fighting spread towards the airport. A lot of people now are trying to get into the UN compound, fearing that there's going to be an escalation.
And if you think extreme global poverty can be ended in this generation, you're one of only a few people who do. Releasing today, a new book from Scott Todd of Compassion International outlines how Christians can help put an end to global poverty. Compassion's child sponsorships are one method, giving kids an education, food, and basic health care.
And most importantly, from our perspective, the opportunity to hear and respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders wants to help your child get a missions heart with a free 15-day children's prayer guide. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.